listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Coming up, Rottnest Ferries cancelled this weekend and COVID-19 cases fall. But first, a win for state and territory leaders in National Cabinet today. The Premier's walking away with an extra $750 million for health and hospitals. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese agreeing to extend the federal government's COVID response funding.
The Commonwealth has agreed to extend the COVID funding arrangements until the 30th of December this year.
The extension of funding gives the states an additional $760 million until the end of the year, while the PM has also agreed to fast-track work visa applications. Premier Mark McGowan says it'll help with WA's skill shortage.
I appreciate and support what the Prime Minister has done to put more resourcing into dealing with the visa issues, and I think that's a great contribution both to Western Australia and all the other states that are having the same issues.
All Rottnest Island ferries for Saturday and Sunday have been cancelled with dangerous weather in the forecast. It's the first time since 2018 they've been stopped due to rough conditions. Swell up to 5 metres is predicted, as well as 30-knot winds. Clogged up gutters remain the biggest cause of house damage, with a timely reminder to keep them clear of leaves. Perth is set to cop up to 40 mils of rain by Monday, with a weather front moving in this afternoon. Glenn Walker from the RAC says full gutters created a lot of flood damage during heavy rains last month.
Well over 2,400 claims lodged for that small event at a cost of over $5 million. What we see is that the damage certainly racks up, even though that, you know, the storms are not necessarily really severe.
Russia has banned 121 Australians from the country in a move it says is in response to growing Australian sanctions. The long list includes mining magnates Andrew Forrest and Gina Rinehart and a number of Aussie journalists, while South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas has also made the list, becoming the first Australian Premier to be banned by Vladimir Putin.
Popping into Russia wasn't on my to-do list. Our 10th wedding anniversary celebrations weren't planned to be spent in Siberia, so I'm not too fast.
That audio on Channel 10. And our hospitals are treating 260 people for COVID, with 11 of them in intensive care. 5,311 new infections have been recorded. The number of active cases now stands at 34,203. In sports, some big names back for the Eagles against Geelong tomorrow at Optus Stadium. Dom Sheed, Elliot Yeo and Willy Rioli all returning after stints in the Waffle, while veteran defender Jeremy McGovern going straight back into the team. While the Dockers will get Matt Taberner to suit up for Peel tomorrow when they take on East Perth. Round 14 of the AFL continues tonight. Essendon and St Kilda do battle. Bombers coach Ben Rutten believes his side's tools will be in for a tough test up against St Kilda ruck duo Paddy Ryder and Rowan Marshall.
Ryder and Marshall were as good a 1-2 combination, you know, as there is around the place. So they're looking forward to it. It's another great opportunity for them to go up against two really quality ruckmen.
And the Golden State Warriors have racked up their fourth NBA championship in 8 years, taking down Boston. Steph Curry has been named the MVP of the final series and has told ESPN he couldn't be happier.
I'm so proud of our group. I thank God every day that I get to play this game at the highest level with some amazing people.
Listener.